Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
If you look on the right, that $1 billion figure is really net revenue, and we think that figure will change significantly as well.
That's Colin Hood, a director at the Virginia-based consulting firm Guidehouse, explaining how much Virginia made from gambling in 2023 alone. And that significant change, he mentions, is what he thinks will happen once Virginia remakes its state gambling enforcement system. As it sits now, there's online gambling, bingo, charity gaming, horse racing, lottery, 5 licensed casinos, and 10 licenses for Rosie's Gaming Emporium. And oversight is spread out among a few state agencies. The idea for the subcommittee to study the feasibility of establishing the Virginia Gaming Commission is to help put them under one roof, or at least explore consolidation options. Senator Bryce Reeves is the chair of that committee. He's excited to see the state's gambling management become more efficient and profitable while still addressing problem gambling. And while there's still plenty of work to be done before a new agency is made, he sees no reason why legislators can't act on skill games before then.
We have to be adaptable, right? VGC is going to have to be adaptable to be able to take whatever new gaming.
But longtime skill game skeptic and vice chair of the VGC study committee, Delegate Paul Krizik, pointed at the long list of current gaming options and hoped legislators wouldn't move too fast on machines that filled Virginia's gas stations until recently.
Let's put a pause on all this expansion, right? Let's get this agency stood up.
Consultants are expected to return to Richmond in June with what Krizik said should be about 3/4 of the roadmap for Virginia's future gaming commission. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.